All right, let's go to line number two and welcome a dear friend here. I've known this guy for several years. And, you know, when I worked at the municipal court, one of the certified and specialized dockets that we had was the drug court. And that's kind of why I got involved in there, because they wanted to get the word out on what the court was doing to help people, you know, deal with their addictions. And I'll tell you, addiction is so, so huge. And nobody knows it better than Joe Brady. Now, Joe has put together a wonderful event that's going to happen in Rocky River on Sunday, July 26. Starts at 2, goes to about 4:30. And Carmen Angelo, who actually interned with us on the Buzzard Morning Zoo some 30, 40 years ago, is going to be the event MC. And Carmen, too, is also dealing with addiction. And joining us right now is Joe Brady. Joe's putting this all together, and he started a organization called Unicorns and Polka Dots. And this was after the sudden death of his daughter some years back. And again, she was addicted. Joe, welcome to Flashpoint once again. Thanks for joining. How are you holding up, buddy?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Flash. I appreciate it.
Okay. I'll tell you, well, thank you for coming on the show and trying to, you know, obviously deal with this situation. I think this is kind of therapy for you. No one wants to see their young one pass away, and you've got another daughter, and you're taking care of the grand. So you're a papa and a grandpa all at once, right?
I am. Yeah, and it's interesting because my daughter Brianna was a single mom living with us. And she had two small children. And when she passed away, about a month after she passed away, my four-year-old granddaughter told me that she was going to dream about unicorns and polka dots because that's what her and her mother dreamed about. So that was the start of this journey.
And that was, in 2022? Is that the year it started?
2022.
Okay. Right. Well, why don't you explain what Unicorns and Polka Dots actually is doing in the community, and then we'll get into this event that's going to be in Rocky River in a couple of weeks. Go ahead.
Sure. We provide access to those in recovery from substance use disorder and alcoholism, access to life skills and activities that can strengthen self-esteem, self-confidence, self-worth, and hopefully create purpose and productivity in life. So we were doing it part-time for about 2.5 years, and starting in January this year, we're doing it full-time. We've held about 40 workshops since we started and had about 700 men and women in recovery run through our workshops, and it's just been phenomenally very, very well-received.
So, you know, when they go through the workshops, and obviously when you deal with addiction, and obviously the word that comes to mind is recidivism. You want to make sure when they're treated, they stay sober. How are we doing in that regard?
I think we're doing really well. I mean, we've got hundreds of testimonials from folks that have been through our programs. And we really plug in where the system drops off. I mean, we're not a treatment center. We're not therapists. We're not counselors or anything like that. But folks go into treatment, they may go through a detoxification process, then they go into a few months of treatment, and then when they come out, the system kind of washes their hands of them, and that's kind of where we pick up and help with the life skill activity.
I gotcha. You hold their hand afterwards. I get it. And, right. And that hand holding is very, very important. Anybody that goes through addiction knows exactly what I'm talking about. So this event on July 26, what's going to happen there?
Well, like you mentioned, we've got Carmen Angelo emceeing it, so that's a big plus right there.
Sure.
And we've got Dr. Nicole Labor coming in. She's a nationally recognized addiction medicine doctor. She'll be our speaker. And then we've got a band that will follow her, and we'll also have a couple testimonials and impact talks from some of the folks that have been through our program. Just a fun networking event, trying to raise money to keep our mission moving in the right direction. And Sunday afternoon, sober event, as you can imagine. And we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, heavy hors d'oeuvres, non-alcoholic beverages, like you mentioned, live music, and obviously a lot of networking. This is going to be at Memorial Hall, which is located at 21016 Hilliard Boulevard in Rocky River. The zip code over there is 44116. Now, the tickets are $75 for this. Is that right?
Right. That's correct.
Okay. What kind of crowd are we looking at here for this event?
We're going to have about 150 folks there.
Okay. 150 folks? Is that what you expect?
That's what we're, yeah, we're right at about 120 at this point. So we're, and we've got another number of people that are still interested. So we'll get there.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Now, Joe, this is obviously, this whole thing has changed your life. I mean, you know, you were working, I believe, weren't you working in the, like a trucking industry or something for quite some time?
I was in the supply chain. I was a sales guy in the supply chain space, had my own consulting firm for many years. And in January, I retired from corporate America to do this full time. I've also got 8 people on my recovery council, and that's men and women actually in recovery. And they're my ambassadors on the street. They're plugged in with everything going on in the recovery community. And they actually help us define the curriculum of workshops that we're hosting for all of the other folks in recovery.
So where do you see this unicorns and polka dots going? I mean, it's first of all, you've helped a whole lot of people. You've helped hundreds of people so far. I'm just wondering, what's your game plan here? Obviously, there's a lot of juice left here in what you're doing, and you got to have your sights set. Where do you want to take this?
Well, right now, our geographic footprint is Cuyahoga and Lorain County. I see us taking it to other counties in Northeast Ohio and adding to the curriculum. One of the things that we're going to be looking at is, all the workshops that we do today are in person, and we'll probably be coming up with some hybrid solutions where we do some of the things on Zoom or Teams, as well as continuing the face-to-face interaction. So there's a lot more work to do.
Gotcha. Oh, gotcha. Okay. So those listening right now, if they want to get involved, where should they go? What, is there a certain website, a phone number? Because you said that there's by 120, like to get to 150, maybe even more. What's the best advice from you?
They can go to www.unicorns-polkadots.org, and they can get tickets to the fundraiser there. Or if anybody out there is in recovery and needs help, check us out, fill out our Contact Us page, and we'll get in touch with you and come to any of our workshops. We'd love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Unicorns, that's plural, -polkadots.org, or is it .com?
.org.
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 Okay. Okay, unicorns-polkadots.org. That's a website to go to. Again, it's Sunday, July 25th at 2 o'clock. Goes till 4:30, Memorial Hall in Rocky River, Ohio. Well, Joe, you hang in there. You're welcome here anytime to talk about this, okay?
Thanks, Ed. I appreciate it.